Okay, we're going to say a short idea. Lo nishmas the Knesset Yecheskel of Radomsk. Who is the Knesset Yecheskel of Radomsk? Yecheskel Kohen Rabinowitz, 1864 to 1910. He was the grandson of the Tiferet Shlomo. So he's incredible insight in the Kiryat Yitzchak, which I think would help us a little, give us a little chizik in our Avodas Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vayiachad Avram Eilav Alukim Nisas Avram Chav Beis Aleph and Parshas Vayera." At the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch Hu challenges and tests Avram Avinu. You know, even Rashi even brings up in this week's Parshas Chayisara. That's exactly why the smichas of parshas like Yitzchak to Misa Sarah. But the Rishonim one to ask, and specifically the Evan Ezra, goes to town and says, "Why is it only Nisaron for Avram? Why we give it to we attest to Avram Avinu? But Yitzchak was 37 years old. Why don't we just say at the end of the day it was also Yitzchak's test? V'ikar Nisaron who etzlo yishemekab atzlo zos v'lo meicha ba'aviv. Avram was the one dying. Yitzchak was the one dying." Right? Look at today's daf in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Manav. Chodesh Baruch Hu says when we blow the shofar, Amar Chodesh Baruch Hu tiku lufana b'shofar she'ayel kidei she'ezkor lachem akidetz Yitzchak ben Avrom. Ma'ala ani aleichem ki'ilu akadazam atzmu lufanai. Says Chodesh Baruch Hu, blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah in order I remember that akidetz Yitzchak ben Avrom. And they'll view it as if you brought yourselves. At the end of the day, it says the Knesset Chesko. Why do we attribute the test to Avram Avinu? We should really attribute the test to Yitzchak as well. So it says the Knesset has a beautiful idea. He says when it comes down to Gemara and Brachas tells us on the Afsamech Aleph from Abayz, Rabbi Kiva famously said he's being brought out to die al Kiddush Hashem, and he says Kol Yoma Yisim Itzdar al Pasuk Zeh Bechol Nafshicham. I waited my entire life to give my life al Kiddush Hashem, and now I got to the ability to do it. I'm not going to fulfill it. When his student said Rabbi, until now, and he says I waited my entire life. Says the Knesset Cheskel Yitzchak Avinu was the midah of Gvura. Yitzchak Avido was the midah of Gvura. You know, Avram was chesed, was love, was kindness. Yitzchak was Gvura. Yitzchak was waiting his entire life for this. Yitzchak, he says, the osius Ketz Chai, the end of life. He waited his entire life to die al Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak was the midah of Gvura. And therefore, at the end of the day, it wasn't a test for Yitzchak, because his whole essence was one of Rabbi Akiva, was waiting his entire life to be mois in nefesh for the Rabbon Hashem. But who was the midah of chesed? Who would I go above and beyond? Who his entire life was bringing people in and being kind and caring? I had to go against his grain, go against his teva. That was Avram Avinu. At the end of the day, you want to know why he was Avram Avinu's test? Because Avram Avinu is bechinas chesed, v'lo bechinas gvura. Lafichach nechshav ha'ikri nisoni ha'ikhaigir Avram Avinu. You want to know why we attribute the test to Avram Avinu to not to Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak's midah is gvura. He was ready his entire life for Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara and Brachas. Yitzchak was waiting his entire life for it. But Avram Avinu, his whole life was bringing love and care and achanasus orchem to the world. It was going against his natural DNA, his genes. And therefore we attribute Avram Avinu, the test goes to Avram Avinu. And I think it's a very important lesson for us. Sometimes in life we go against, we're put up to different yisyonos. We have to understand that sometimes we have to be chesedic, be kind and loving, and sometimes you have to be able to live, you have to be strong. But at the end of the day, when we do go above and rise above our natural tendencies to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are connecting to Avram Avinu, we're connecting to our own HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Zocheh Be'ezras Hashem.